Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, police are investigating a crash this morning in Lower Manhattan involving an NYPD vehicle and a private bus. It happened just before 6 at Walker Street and Broadway. Police say the force of the crash sent that bus right into a parked truck with two men sitting inside. Those two and a police officer were hurt. All three have been hospitalized but are expected to recover. The 60-year-old bus driver, we're told, was not injured in that accident. The NYPD needs your help to find the person who assaulted another MTA bus driver, the 42-year-old victim, operating the BX-15 bus yesterday when the suspect got on, started arguing with the driver. He then punched the driver in the face and took off on a bicycle. Police have released images of the suspect, hoping somebody recognizes him. If you have any information, you should contact the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline. Well, prosecutors say charges against Luigi Mangione should not be dismissed following some public statements by Attorney General Pam Bondi. She suggested Mangione deserves to be executed for allegedly killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. That prompted defense lawyers to ask a judge to dismiss the charges, rule out capital punishment, and suppress certain evidence collected during his arrest last year. That evidence includes a notebook where Mangione allegedly described his intent to kill an insurance executive. Prosecutors argued that rather than dismiss the case, prospective jurors should be carefully screened about their knowledge of the incident to ensure Mangione's rights are respected. The suspect's next court date isn't until January. Well, Thanksgiving is about being appreciative of what we have and helping out those in need. And that's exactly what's happening today in Harlem, where police are helping to distribute thousands of holiday turkeys.
For some folks here, this wasn't just an extra turkey for the table.
I didn't even have the money to buy a turkey this year. So this really is really good.
It was the only one they could afford. Police Commissioner Tisch and other community leaders giving out over 10,000 turkeys to the Harlem community.
It's about showing up. It's about giving back. And it's about being there for your neighbors.
Sandra here says this couldn't have come at a better time.
Did not know this was going on. I was going to go buy a turkey and I'm like, the turkey is too expensive. And I'm like, for $40 or $50.
So now she can
put that away and save that. Okay, that is such a blessing.
And some really lucky folks here even scoring more than one. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Harlem Police Athletic League.
A home health aide from Queens is under arrest after she allegedly tried to kill her patient on Long Island last month. It happened in Massapequa at the home of an 84-year-old woman who was stabbed in her sleep, according to the Nassau DA. Amanda Frazier allegedly held the knife in the woman's torso for over 15 painful minutes, according to investigators, while whispering to the victim, quote, just let go and stop fighting it. When the woman didn't die, the 23-year-old suspect allegedly left her bleeding and alone in her home. Nassau DA Ann Donnelly says the victim suffered a punctured lung, then developed an infection and spent weeks in the hospital as a result. Relatives say the attack was caught on surveillance video. Frazier is now charged with attempted murder and assault. The Office of Bronx District Attorney Darcell Clark holding a gun buyback event today. It's running until 4 at St. James Episcopal Church. No questions asked and no ID required. You can turn in as many guns as you like, but you will only get paid for up to 3 for each operable handgun or assault rifle. They're giving a $500 bank card. Ghost guns can be exchanged for a $200 bank card. At an unrelated event yesterday, Clark talked about the importance of events like this one.
People are being terrorized. Gun buybacks are a way to encourage people to hand in guns so that they are not used in crimes, so that they're not found by a child, so to make sure that a person with mental health issues doesn't harm themselves or hurt or kill somebody else.
If you want more information, the number to call is 646-610-5323. Again, today's gun buyback event is running until 4 at St. James Episcopal Church. The stabbing this morning on a northbound E-train in Queens. The 54-year-old victim stabbed in the abdomen near the Jamaica Center Parsons Archer station. He was taken to Jamaica Hospital, where he is now in stable condition. No arrests, though, and police say they are still investigating. A Long Island woman could be headed to prison for several years after being convicted of grand larceny and forgery charges to obtain a $75,000 bank loan and steal the money. Prosecutors say Janelle DeFreitas ran several schemes to fraudulently secure business loans from several dime bank branches, using another person to apply for the loan. This is her second felony conviction in less than 10 years, according to authorities. She'd been released from custody only just a little over a year ago. Prosecutors say the 45-year-old's defendant is a serial grifter, moving from one attempted fraud to the next until she's finally able to swindle her way into a payday. She'll be sentenced next month and faces a maximum of 7.5 to 15 years in prison.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.